What do you say when you don't know what to say? We've all been there. It could be at a meeting, trying to comfort someone, experiencing grief, or simply being put upon. Do you do the 3-2-1 rule and the 4Ds, the 7-second rule, the 3Cs, or do you learn the 9 common mistakes in difficult conversations? It's all very confusing. So once again, the purple unicorn has galloped to our aid to help us navigate this very human dilemma. Welcome to 101.5's podcast, confidence and speaking coach, award-winning mentor, inspirational speaker, and international best-selling author of 22 books, Trish Springsteen. Trish is a visibility specialist and Australia's leading expert in empowering introverts. Well, Trish, what do we do when we don't know what to say?
Oh, it's not a good feeling, isn't it, people, when someone asks you a question, or you go into a meeting, or you go to meet people and you want to make some conversation, and you're standing there thinking, yes, what do I say? How do I answer that question? How do I start a conversation? Maybe I'll just go sit next to the wall. People, I've been there. I'm really good at wall hugging, and I'm very good at hiding behind little potted plants, because I'd go into a meeting or I'd meet new people and I wouldn't have a clue what to say. I wouldn't know how to start a conversation. I'd go into a meeting with my bank manager or my mortgage broker, or I'd go into a meeting with an accountant and I wouldn't know what to say. I think, oh gosh, you know, I've booked some time. I need to discuss my finances. And I'd get in there and there'd be a blank look over my face and I'd be answering questions. My accountant would be saying, well, what are you doing here today? I want to get my accounts on. Yes, that's great, Trish, but what else would you like to do? So if you're relating to this, hey, let's have a conversation right now about how we can look at some tips so that you don't get that blank voice, you don't get that and go out thinking, oh gosh, I should have said this. Especially when you go to an interview, believe me, when you go into an interview and they're asking you interview questions, you better know what to say, because you're going to go out thinking, well, there's one job application that went out the window. So let's have a look at three things. How to answer questions clearly, because that's one of the things that puts us on the spot. How to prepare for meetings of any sort, and how to start some conversations. So questions. One of the things when someone asks you a question, do you know, it's okay to stop and think. It's okay to just pause, because you don't have to jump in and answer something very quickly. And a lot of people do that because they think if they stop and think, the person asking the question will think, well, you don't know the answer. And you probably do, but you're not quite sure how to put it there or what to say or how to answer it. So the first thing that I'm going to show you, listen. When someone asks you a question, listen to the question all the way through. Don't try and jump in because, oh my gosh, I do know the answer to that and I'm going to answer it right now. Because if you jump in too quickly, it may not be the exact question that you thought it was. So give yourself that time. Listen to the question all the way through. And people are going to love you for that, because if you're focusing on them, then they know that you're prepared to really address and give full time to what they're asking. And that's really empowering. You're making a great connection there. Then, I know this may sound absolutely weird, but not everybody knows how to ask a question. So they could get it quite garbled. It's okay to clarify. Just go back to them and say, hey, as I understand it, this is what you want to know. They're going to love you, because if they haven't really asked the question properly, they can rephrase it. And by the way, people, that's saving time. It saves you going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. So clarify. And then here's the gold one. Think. Yeah, you can pause and think. Do you know you can think 10 times quicker than what the time is going out there? So you've got time. Now, I'm not telling you to stand there or sit there and think for 2 minutes, because that could be just a little bit too long. But you've got time. You've got time to think, okay, that's the question. What do I know about it? What can I say? How can I answer that? And then answer. Now, here's where people sometimes fall down, because they've got the answer, they know what they want to say, and they open their mouth and it goes, oh, yes, I know this, and I can tell you this, and this is what's going to happen. And by the time they've finished, they've probably spoken for 2 or 3 minutes, gone all wandering all over the wilderness, and maybe, just maybe, they've answered the question in the middle of all that. So all that clarifying and listening and thinking sort of got short-circuited. So this is where you answer. And just remember, your answer does not have to be perfect. It just has to be clear. And I use what I call prep. This is where I say, this is my point. This is what I know about what you've asked me. This is the reason why I know it. And here's some examples or some explanations about that. And then this is my point, prep. This is my gold nugget to you people in this session, because that's going to allow you to be clear, concise, and come across competent. You're going to know what to say when someone asks you a question, and you're going to know how to clearly say it so you don't ramble. If you get lost halfway through answering, you think, well, have I? Oh, yeah, I gave my point. There's my reason. Oh, I'm going to give some examples. And people, if you don't know the answer, it's absolutely okay to say, I'm sorry, I don't know about that. It's outside my area of expertise, or I really don't think I've got enough information for you. Do you know, that gains trust because you're being real. It's much better than trying to pretend that you know it and give them some sort of answer and then have that come back to you later on and bite you on the backside. Not good. So if you don't know, hey, just say, I really don't know. It's outside my expertise. You may know someone that you can point them to. Now, this is any question that you get asked. I'm not talking business here, people. Remember, we're talking personal communication. So any question that you get asked, this is going to help you actually know what to say when someone asks you a question. Confidence isn't knowing everything. It's handling the moment. Let me just repeat that for you. Confidence isn't knowing everything. It's handling the moment. It's how you react, how you respond in that instant of time when someone asks you a question. So you are going to go to the school perhaps to have parent-teacher. You might want to be going in and talk to a mortgage broker. You might want to relook at your finance. You might be wanting to talk at accountants. Hey, you could be on a volunteer organization and you could be part of the committee. So what do you say in those meetings? That can trip you up. What do you say when you walk into that meeting and you've got people asking you questions, or you want to ask questions about your child, or you're on a volunteer organization committee and they're all talking about, you know, what are we going to do tomorrow? What are we going to do to raise some funds? And questions are going backwards and forwards and you're sitting there thinking, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. I didn't know what they were going to ask. If you're going into a meeting, say, let's do a voluntary organisation committee meeting. Ask for an agenda. Every meeting should have an agenda. Why? Because it saves you an awful lot of time if you've got a checklist of what you're going to be doing. How many meetings have you sat in? And it's supposed to be, let's say, an hour meeting, 2 hours long, and you really haven't decided what you're going to do for the fundraising. An agenda is going to help you. Not only for the meeting, but it's going to help you, because if you look at the agenda, then you'll know what's going to be coming up and you can prepare. Preparation is a really great thing when you're wanting to know what to say, because if you can prepare for something, you know, okay, we're going to discuss fundraising. We're going to discuss who's going to come down and volunteer on the sausage sizzle. I can prepare. So can you. You can say, oh, let me think. I'm not going to be available then, but I can help with that. And so when you go into the meeting, then you can be able to take part fully with informed information on the discussion, and you won't get caught out. If you're going to go to parent-teacher and talk about your child, prepare. What is it that you want to discuss? What issues do you have? How is your child going? Do you want to know what's going on? What questions should you ask? This probably meetings is the easiest part of working out what to say, because you can get an idea of what's happening. So let's just very briefly now talk about conversations. Oh, this is a tricky one. Remember, people, I'm an introvert and I was an extremely shy introvert. I'll let you into a secret. I did not have conversations. Conversations meant I had to talk to people. It was not an easy thing. I got some assistance on this. And one of the things that someone told me was ask questions. Because if you ask questions, people will be able to answer it. And there's the beginning of your conversation. I'm going to let you into another little secret. You see, I wasn't always perfect. I'm pretty perfect now, but I wasn't always perfect. So someone told me to ask questions. I thought, great, I'm going in to meet some new people. I'm going to ask questions. People don't do what I did. I asked so many questions, boom, 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 boom. The poor person didn't have a chance to answer. And they looked at me and they said, are you shining a spotlight? Am I being interrogated? And I thought, oh, Trish, I forgot the most important part. If I ask questions, I need to be quiet and let them answer it. I was so nervous. I was so eager that I had made a very rookie mistake. So when I tell you and share with you, ask questions, because it is a fantastic way to start a conversation, just remember, let them answer before you ask the next question, especially because if they answer, then you can move on and that answer can spark the rest of the conversation. So don't do what I did. Do what I'm asking you to do now. Ask a question and stop and let them answer. And what sort of questions, people, anything, really? Topics that you can start, talk about books. Ask them about what books they've read. Ask them about travel. Everybody's got some concept of where they want to go travel. Recent movies, events. Hey, what's happening around? If you're actually meeting them for, you know, maybe it's a birthday, something like that, you can talk about, hey, you know, how do you know the person? What's the birthday like? Trending topics, great conversation. Just watch opposing views that you don't turn it into an argument. You know, it's great to sort of say, well, what do you think about this? But just be aware, there's a few very trending conversations and topics around at the moment that may become a little bit tricky. So I'd say trending topics are good, but seeing where you're going to be and who you're with. Compliment. Compliment someone. Compliment on their clothes. Maybe compliment on something that you've heard them say, because people are open to compliments and it breaks down barriers. Follow-up questions and conversations. Ask who, what, why, where, when, how. Open questions that can allow you to start a conversation. Now, just a little bit of a warning. Don't use all of those at once in one conversation. Think about where you are and who you're speaking with. So remember, people, your voice matters more than you think. Think about what I've shared in this session, and you will know what to say when you're next in a conversation, a meeting, or asking questions and answering them.
And that's a wrap on today's conversations with our one and only Trish Springsteen, Australia's leading expert in empowering introvert and Moreton Bay's very own purple unicorn. Whether you're navigating a tough conversation, comforting somebody in grief, or simply finding your voice in a room full of people, Trish has reminded us that personal communication is a skill that we can all develop. If you've loved this podcast, check out our earlier personal communications development podcast with Trish Springsteen, How to Find Your Voice and Own It. All of this and much more on 1015fm.com.au. And until next time, keep talking, keep connecting.